In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, I think. Yes.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, come on. It's Christmas Day. I like you to be loud. Happy Christmas, everyone. Ah, that is much better. Fantastic. So I've got some little helpers today, and they're going to come round now, and they're going to give you a gift, okay? And this gift is going to, you can take it home, you can do what you like with it. It's something that we're going to be looking at today. But while they do that, something that I used to do is that when I would start a talk, I haven't done this for years, I would tell a joke. Now, this joke had me chuckling for quite a long time this week, and it goes like this. How did Mary and Joseph weigh baby Jesus?
I don't know.
A weigh in a manger. Oh, there we go. Yeah, exactly. So put your hand up if you haven't got a feather. That's it. There's quite a few at the back. There we go. Perfect. I think we're there. So my name is Adam, and I'm the curate there for those of you who are new, and it's really, really good to welcome you. So today we are looking at Luke's Gospel and the birth of Jesus. Now there are some really important visitors that are going to come and see baby Jesus at his birth. Does anyone know who they might be? Let's take a look at the first slide. Next one, please. Does anyone know? Here's a clue. You've got two pictures. You've got to pick one picture. Who do you think they are? Are they the three kings or are they the shepherds? Well done. You were listening through the reading. That's good. Just wanted to check. It's Christmas Day after all. And so these shepherds seem so peaceful, but I can only imagine what a terrifying and difficult job they must have been doing, protecting their sheep from prey, being out in the elements, freezing cold, and having to deal with problems quickly. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not great at solving problems that quick. I like to think about it and come up with a creative solution over time. And so the shepherds in the fields supplied their sheep to the temple for sacrificial giving and sacrificial lambs for the forgiveness of sins. Now here, an angel of God, I don't know about you, but a birth of a baby, an angel comes to the shepherds, invites the shepherds and says, come and see this babe, this Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So you've got shepherds that supply sacrificial giving to the temple for atonement of sins, and yet these shepherds are coming to see the Lamb of God. So I wonder, have you ever truly felt at peace? Maybe it was a quiet moment after a storm, or a warm hug from someone who loves you. Peace feels wonderful. But what if peace could be more than just a moment that lasts for a couple of seconds? What if it could be a way of life? The angels proclaim, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Jesus came to bring peace. Peace with God. Peace within ourselves. And peace with one another. This peace isn't just the absence of conflict. It's the presence of God's love and wholeness. True peace begins when we trust God, even in life's chaos, storms, and destruction. There are areas in our lives where we may need to invite Jesus into to bring that peace. Now, we're going to go on to the next slide. Can anyone tell me what all of these people have in common? They're activists, yeah, but they're activists known for a certain thing. Peace, yeah. So they're peaceful activists. And I wonder that these are really important people throughout our lifetime and others as well, where they are great examples to look at, how they've gone through really personal struggles to overcome something for the greater community, the world. And after the angels left, the shepherds didn't stay still. They hurried to find Jesus. Their response was immediate and joyful. They found him just as the angel said, lying in a manger. Peace calls us into action. So what steps can we take this Christmas to grow closer to Jesus and share his peace? After meeting Jesus, the shepherds couldn't keep the good news to themselves. They kept going and telling people about this Jesus that they had met, praising God for all they have seen and heard. So how can we share peace in our community? Is there someone that needs encouragement, forgiveness, or a listening ear? Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Jesus came to bring peace to this world, and he is calling us to be people of peace. So people of peace means that we need to trust in God's promises. People of peace, we need to take action to follow him. And people of peace, share his love with others. So this Christmas, today, let's be like the shepherds, receiving God's peace, rejoicing in his presence, and sharing peace with everyone around us. So today, if you can take this feather, stick it wherever you like. I didn't mean it like that. Put it in your Bible, put it on your fridge, anywhere where you go to on a regular basis, and let this be a reminder of what peace looks like. Not just a peaceful moment, but when we're in the Bible, in this text, it talks about a shalom, which is a peace that is whole-encompassing. It's not just a moment, it's something that takes over. It's something that lasts. It's his presence. And so this day on Jesus' birth, as we celebrate it, let us remind and be examples of his peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, our Prince of Peace. Help us to trust you, to live in your peace, and to share it with others. Make us be people of peace in our families, in our roads, in our communities, in our workplaces, in our schools, and in the world that we live in. In Jesus' name, amen.